There is the full-time whistle, and it's all over. It's finished in a 2-13-7 victory for St. Eunan's. As the players shake hands, Kieran O'Donnell is going to be speaking to the man of the match, Brian McIntyre. We'll be going to him in just a second. We do, of course, have half-time analysis as well from Kieran. They've done a splendid job for us, and I'm sure you've been watching the streaming service as well on Donegal GAA on their official Facebook page, bringing you live coverage today. And of course, we've had reporters at all of the games. I'm just keeping an eye on Kieran O'Donnell as we wait Kieran to go speak to Brian Mack. Martin, your quick assessment of this one's a comprehensive and comfortable one for St. Eunan's today, a deserving one, and they're going to be home in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, it's an easy one for them. They got to use a lot of players, and you know, St. Michael's had, without Michael Lang, it's a big blow, and then Colin McFadden, you could see, wasn't fit going into the match. So from that point of view, they'd be disappointed to, you know, St. Michael's. But look, they kept battling to the end and kicked the last point from Andrew Kelly. But 2-13 St. Eunan's was easy for St. Eunan's. They just held on. They had all the possession. They kept it. They worked it up the field, and they'll not get an easier match in the championship. But look at, they're looking good. They've, as I said, they've improved every game, and some of them young lads are coming of age and looking good. The likes of the man of the match, especially Brian McIntyre, I thought he was very good. Peter McInniff looks like a big player for the future for club and county, and they've a lot of players from Sean Patton out the whole way, and they're able to take on the older fellas, Rory Kavanagh, and great to see Rory Kavanagh getting game time. So very good performance by St. Eunan's. St. Michael's be happy enough they're in the quarter final and get ready for that.
Okay, thanks Martin. So we're going to hear now from Brian McIntyre, the man of the matches, along with Kieran O'Donnell. Kieran.
Brian, good to get the one under the belt today.
Yeah, it is. It was, I suppose it was important today to beat Michael's. We kind of struggled down there in the bridge last year, and we needed a big performance today kind of to just to make sure that top four, like, so we'd be happy enough, but geez, we were very sloppy there, myself in the second half. It was very sloppy, and as a team in the first half, we were probably, passes weren't accurate, and we were very physical, like, so we have a lot to improve on, really.
It looks like Bundoran are going to be the opposition in the quarter-final, the opposition that St. Eunan's played in the first round.
Yeah, Bundoran, they have serious quality, like, you've seen, I think it was the quarter-final last year against Kildare, you've seen what they have, like, and there's plenty of family connections between Bundoran and Eunan, so they'll be a bit of crack now over the next couple of weeks, but now we know what sort of team they are, and a team with Jimmy Brennan and Conor Ford, and you know, that's not a bad team to have. So now they have a very strong side, so it's important we make the push now and get to where we should get to.